This is Tuesday, October 7th, 2014. A community manager pays a visit to the town hall. Next week is the end of the world of Warcraft as we know it, and the hosts of the Dark Moon Herald take the center ring. This is Realm Maintenance number 114.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Horde and Alliance, vets and noobs, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. And yes, if that intro line sounds familiar, the original inspiration for that line was from the Dark Moon Herald. Who says I've ever had an original thought, right? Speaking of never having original thoughts, the other day I asked listeners on Twitter what they're going to do as soon as patch 6.0.2 is live, and I'll read those answers near the end of the show. I'm going to go ahead and give the Dark Moon Herald a few extra minutes of interview time this week, so let's just skip the rolling restart and jump right into the usual quick review of the past week of Blizzard news as we go around the world of Warcraft and more in 80 seconds. If you don't have a ticket to BlizzCon, you can still witness the StarCraft II World Championship in person at the Anaheim Convention Center Arena. A limited number of 1,000 tickets go on sale today at 11 a.m. Pacific Time at Eventbrite.com. Last Tuesday, it was announced that the current PvP season for WoW would be ending as soon as October 14th, and given past history with similar announcements, it's highly likely that patch 6.0.2 will go live on the 14th as well. WoWhead.com has a comprehensive guide to what is coming and going in 6.0.2, and I encourage you to check it out. Among the many things leaving in the next patch is the ability to gain keys for the treasure room scenario, so be sure to hunt one down on the Isle of Thunder this week if you haven't experienced this solo player content just yet. The North American Regionals portion of the World of Warcraft Arena World Championship were held this past Sunday in New York City. The teams of Penny for Your Thought, Death Innovators, and Three Amigos have all qualified to participate at BlizzCon next month. The following day, 16 duelists from the Americas region clashed in pursuit of 4 spots for the Hearthstone World Championship at BlizzCon. The final results weren't available as of the recording of this show, so to find out who moves on to Anaheim, go to playhearthstone.com. Blizzard has made all of the Tales of Pandaria short stories available for download, and you can find these on the official World of Warcraft site. And finally, new rewards are coming to the Darkmoon Fair in Warlords of Draenor, so you might want to visit the fair this week to start stocking up on tickets. And that's your news. And speaking of the Darkmoon Fair, let's go right into this week's Podcast Spotlight interview. For anyone who's listened to this week's featured podcast, I believe they'd agree with me when I say there's really no WoW podcast quite like the Darkmoon Herald. Since March of 2012, this show has entertained listeners by talking about all that is happening in the crazy circus known as World of Warcraft. Like many podcasts, changes happen over time, and sometimes that dreaded sideshow known as the real world can postpone a show or two, but the Darkmoon Herald is back with a vengeance, and I'm happy to welcome co-hosts Kevin and Reb to Realm Maintenance. How you two doing?
Fantastic, thank you. That was an awesome intro. I really like the little whole synopsis of what's been going on with our show. That was awesome, man. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you for the compliment, and it's great to have you guys back. It's really been nice to be able to approach shows that I haven't talked to in like over a year or a year and a half. And with the Dark Moon Herald, you know, your show, in my opinion, is a very unique podcast. And as well known as the podcast is, there's still a possibility that some people out there who are new to WoW podcasts and such might not know much about your show. So, Kevin, for those not in the know, what's kind of the short and sweet version of what the Dark Moon Herald is all about?
Dark Moon Herald, our main focus is to provide a huge variety show. And that's kind of how we base our namesake off of the Dark Moon Fair. There's a lot of interesting, different things to do at the fair. So we try to bring that little bit of flair to our show. We have many different segments like the Dunk Tank Trivia. It seems to be a huge crowd favorite, the sideshow of Suck, because who doesn't like to point at other people and laugh at, you know, stupid things that they do in game? We have rotating guests that come on to our show, always bringing a very unique perspective to anything that we do. And then we have a whole bunch of just segments that are like the, for instance, we have a hoarder segment where we go through our banks and try to find like these crazy, off items that we're like, why do we even have these still? There's the Shipwreck Diaries, which is read by our crew member, Ipsana. Essentially, what that segment is there are journal entries from the game about this person who is shipwrecked out on an island, how they eventually go crazy over this war with bananas. And so we decided to let's fill in the gaps for all 500 pages of this journal. And so over the last couple of years, we've been slowly going through and filling in those blanks with submissions from our readers. And we also have Skolnick with Warcraft Less Traveled and the Lost Adventurers Journal. So there's a lot of little different things that each episode is never the same.
Right. And that's one thing I really enjoy about the show, because on one week you may feature a trip to the bank boxes with hoarders. On another week, you may talk about what's coming from the mouths of orc babes, as it were. It's always a little something different from week to week. And I really like how you mix that up. You had talked about Upsana doing the Shipwreck Diaries. And of course, for people who are quite familiar with the show, they'll notice that we're not talking to Upsana this week, and you have Reb with you.
This is such a bittersweet aspect of what's been going on at the Dark Moon Herald, because Upsana is a very near and dear friend of mine. She often considers me her wow husband. She's my wow wife. Just because we spend so much time together interacting and being in games, spending time at BlizzCon, that kind of stuff. But unfortunately, her real life has just gotten so overwhelming that we both agreed that it would be in the best interest for her to take a step back, focus on, you know, getting her doctorate, taking care of her mom, working with her kids, and, you know, just being present there for her family and for her her future. That you know, podcasting and video games is always going to take a second seat to the more important things in life. So she is definitely not gone. She just is taking a very long break, and or will be contributing on the side, like I said, with the Shipwreck Diaries, or sending in segment ideas, joining us, crashing the couch, as Skolnick sometimes does, to just join us on the show when she is able to, so that it's a, you know, a completely stress-free environment for her to come in and join when she has something that she'd like to talk about on the show. On the flip side of that, we get the absolute awesomeness that is Rebel Fleur joining us.
Indeed.
Which I believe the first episode that we had you on, Reb, was what, episode 30?
30, yes. Take that with Reb.
Yeah, I believe the episode was called Quadrasuck of Shenanigans or something like that. It was such a fun episode, and it just stuck in our brains. And when Upsana and I came to the idea that, okay, you know, she's going to be leaving the show, who would we like to possibly step in as the new co-host? And I think Walsh, Upsana, and myself all said in unison, we're like, get Reb! So she was the number one person, and we are so excited, so happy, and so honored that Reb was able to join us on the show.
Yeah, when Kevin originally approached me about joining the crew of the Dark Moon Herald, it was a pretty awesome moment, because the Dark Moon Herald, that was actually my first podcasting experience ever. I didn't quite know what it was. I had only just discovered podcasting, I think, like 2 weeks prior. And when y'all had originally approached me for that episode 30, I was like, me? Really? You're choosing me? What am I going to talk about? So it was quite an introduction into not only just the WoW community, but the WoW podcasting community, which was something that I had yet to see the tip of the iceberg yet. And it's nice to finally come full circle and have a full-time position with the crew.
For a good period of time, the show was going through what Kelpkeeper Walsh himself called a year and a half of the craziest release schedule in WoW podcasting, which I definitely have to agree with.
That is, no truer statement has ever been said on that one.
Right. So I was just wondering, you guys are now back to weekly episodes, which is awesome. I think I just listened to basically my fourth episode of Dark Moon Herald in the four consecutive weeks. And I really love it, because I love your guys' show. I was just curious, what kind of caused the stars to align to make going back to this regular schedule?
You could almost imagine that about a year ago, a huge dust storm came through every member of our crew's lives and just kicked up debris everywhere. And so we spent all that time trying to record when we could, trying to edit when we could, because our finished product is what is one of the big things that we pride ourselves of.
Sure.
If we are going to have our listeners sit down for an hour and a half to us talking and blathering about Warcraft, we want to make sure that they enjoy every minute of what they hear on the show. So, you know, we're not going to put out a subpar show. We're not going to stop editing because of time constraints. And so it was more important that we get that quality of episode out there. And since, you know, that started, I completely changed careers from a teacher to a police officer. So I had to go through the training, both at the academy and then in the field, you know, all constantly testing and, you know, getting in physical shape, which I was definitely not.
One would say being a teacher is training enough, though.
for many aspects of the job, but once the guy starts running from you, there's a whole new skill set.
That's true.
As a teacher. That's true. And then on Walsh's part, you know, he got a new career also, and he got married to our wonderful voice actor Kat. And so his whole life was planning the wedding, settling in with his new career and all of that. What has occurred over the last couple months is Walsh and I, both from experience of putting out the show, have refined our process to where we're not making as many mistakes during the recording of the show that needs to be edited. The way that we're recording the show allows us to do more sophisticated editing in a quicker time span. And Walsh has his own office now, so while he's working on his projects for his job, he can also be sound editing in the background.
Oh, nice.
So, and since he has his own office, nobody's going to be looking at him weird while he's, you know, listening to this Warcraft podcast, you know, or 5 seconds of the same podcast over and over and over to make sure that it turns out right. So his job allows him to do a lot more editing than before. My job allows me to have a steady schedule, because up until a couple months ago, my schedule was changing every 3 weeks. And it could be something between I'm working from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. or I'm working at 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. I mean, it's a crazy work schedule that I was constantly shifting. And it's almost impossible to figure out, you know, guests and, you know, show notes and all that stuff and get in game and then plan the show. And so that's why, sadly, on some of our episodes, they were releasing in, I think, like August or September, and we're talking about the Noble Garden celebration.
Right.
Well, we understand that after the release date, if anybody goes back and listens to the episodes, they don't know when it was recorded or released. Exactly. So the content is still out there, but now we are able to talk a little bit more about news, because that front part of our show, the Weekly Herald, is more accurate, because we are able to turn an episode around in about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I've noticed, you know, just listening to the most recent episode, the stuff that you were talking about was still pretty fairly relevant. And it helps to a degree. But honestly, when it comes to your show, the news has never really been any significant part of what it's about. It's more about the guests. It's more about the fun that you have during the different segments and all of that. The news is kind of a very small sideshow, if you were to put it that way.
Yes, that is our goal. When we look at the news for whatever's been happening in Warcraft, we don't go into mages got a 2% buff to their lightning spell. So we try to grab from the news really broader topics or stuff that we can pontificate about for an extended amount of time, and that we are going to have a lot of interest in talking about, theorizing about, and hopefully generate some kind of thoughts or conversations among our listeners.
Well, that's cool. Now, of course, with Warlords of Draenor, with any expansion, there comes additions and changes to stuff that's already in the game, and the Darkmoon Fair being one of them. In the pre-show, but before we were doing this interview, I was talking about this with you guys, and I was actually a little bit amused to hear that you two didn't know about all the stuff happening to the Darkmoon Fair in Warlords.
No, not enough people talk about the Darkmoon Fair.
I agree.
So it's something that, like, MMO Champion doesn't, you know, put front and center, like, oh my gosh, there's a new pet at the Darkmoon Fair. So, I mean, sometimes, unless it is like billboarded and neon signs, I miss some of the news. So I didn't even think to see, oh, that's right, they are going to be making changes to the Darkmoon Fair, because it seems like it's such a constant over the last years. Before, you know, they made the big change to it, it was just kind of there and nobody cared about it. And then it seemed to be a really big thing for a little bit and really fun. And then it's like, okay, there's not much to do once you've played all the games.
Right.
So I was very excited when you said, like, hey, make sure you check out all these changes for the interview, because then I'm like, oh, that's right. One of my favorite places in game is going to be changing come Warlords. And I have to say, I'm really excited about some of the additions that they're bringing in.
From, I like the new games, the new games and challenges, especially if I can go off on a tangent.
Go for it.
The thing that is really exciting for me is the World of Warcraft version of a racing game. Yeah, it's not technically like your normal Mario Kart, which I let's just get this straight. I can be anybody here. It's a Mario Kart.
Oh, are you a master of the blue shell?
Yeah, no. It's usually me out front that gets the blue shell.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, curses. But I mean, it's the World of Warcraft version of a racing game, and you have the different buffs and areas you need to jump through, and you kind of go off course and go through water as well. You have little ads to deal with. It's really neat and cool, and I cannot wait to actually play it myself.
I had a very serious question about one of your segments on your show. Now, during the show, there's this one segment that you hear practically every week where you allow your guest to rage about something or to praise something.
And rant and rave, yes.
So you have bloodlust for the raging, or heroism where they rave.
That's exactly how it says it, too.
Thanks, Rev.
So my question to you, Kevin, is why are you discriminating mages and not letting people choose Time Warp?
We actually have had listeners write in and say, we need some Time Warp. And we've had hunters write in and going, where's Hysteria? and we did consider it. We really did. And we sat down. And it's really easy to rant about something or to rave about something, mm-hmm. the bloodlust or the heroism. But if you choose Time Warp, are you going to go really, really fast?
Or are you going to talk slow?
Or how about right now, for the first and maybe only time, we let both of you do the Time Warp right now. So here's how the Time Warp's going to work. Now, when you cast Time Warp, you're basically altering the very fabric of time itself. And you could be looking back with nostalgia all the way back to the way things used to be when you first started playing back in the days of Vanilla WoW, when you had to walk uphill in the snow both ways to get to your raid entrance to do a raid. Or maybe you're looking ahead to a possible future where WoW is even more awesome than it is now. So I'm going to give you both a choice here with this Time Warp. For each of you, you have the choice to talk about how you wish one part of the current game was like how it used to be, or you can talk about something you'd like to see in the game in the future.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really, really good. All right, so I guess I will pick Time Warp. In this Time Warp, I am jumping forward into the future.
All right.
So I guess that means I need to talk fast. In the future of Warcraft, we are going to have a heroic class called the Engineer. What this is a ranged tank and healer class. The way the Engineer will work is, as a tank, you will deploy mechanical pets in and around you in order to tank the damage, put up shields, and all that stuff. As a damage dealer, you're going to be using guns very similar to hunters and different types of poisons and other kinds of mechanical turrets that you can lay down all around the battlefield, similar to the Shaman Totems. As a healer, how is this person going to heal? I know. They are going to shoot syringes into the backs of your tank in order to give them the buffs and the heals that they need. This would be an awesome hero class. You can actually incorporate it in very similar to how you would with the Death Knights, because you can have a really awesome starting area, like, you know, a Dalaran-esque thing, but for gnomes and goblins and mechanically the MacGyvers of the world, where they started off and then the big baddie comes in and destroys everything and you're seeking vengeance.
Maybe that's how Gnomeregan rises again to glory.
Yes!
For the gnomes.
For the gnomes. A phrase I never thought I'd say.
All right, and that's awesome. I love how you were able to do that on the fly too. I was a little worried about how this was going to go. It's like, man, I'm totally putting them on the spot with this. They have no idea. They don't even see the show notes. But that was awesome. That was great.
That is an idea that I have been mulling over and discussing with a couple people. So
I call shenanigans.
it wasn't completely shot off the hip, but it would be something I'd love to see in game.
So, Reb, now you can do the same thing. You can be like Kevin and talk about a possible future where things are even more awesome than they are now. Or you could talk about how you wish things were like they used to be way back in the day.
You know what? I'm going to pop time warp and I'm going to go back.
All right.
And I'm going to go to the point where I knew that I fell in love with the Lich King. So I was questing in Zul'Drok, and at the time I was still a little bit of a noob, just questing around Northrend. This was pre-Kata, so I don't have a level 80, a max level yet. And Zul'Drok was really the first zone that I ever completely did all of the quests in.
Hmm.
And I remember specifically getting to the one part of Zul'Drok where you have to go up into this special hovering necropolis type ordeal, and you get on top and you're dealing with this big bad troll, and Arthas comes down as a Lich King, and he's like, "You're a loser and I'm gonna kill you," but he says it a lot more loving in my mind. Mm-hmm. And if I could just go back to that point. At the time, I was dating somebody, and they asked me if I wanted to go out that night. And I was like, no, I would rather stay in this game and play WoW and, like, be with this Lich King person. And that's when I knew that I was in love with Arthas. And it's a very special and tender moment mm-hmm. with me. But now, every time I go through Northrend, I always have to go do that specific quest chain, even though it's a little bit of a pain in the butt.
Yes,
because
it is.
Because it's very much so a pain in the butt. But every time I get that feeling, and it's like, wow, my boyfriend came to see me on top of this necropolis type thing. He's so sweet.
Uh-huh. Now, I have to ask you, are you ever conflicted when you also have, you know, reminiscing about your feelings for a certain Prince of Stormwind?
You know, there's something about those princes, the royal blood or something like that.
You're attracted to royal blood. You're just out for the money. You just admit it.
Apparently, it's something about the power and being the queen or the princess or something about that. You know, every girl wants that a bad boy, and I think that's what Arthas is for me. But at the end of the day, Anduin, he has my heart as well because he's just so darn special and true and raw and beautiful, and he has that golden hair. I would totally go alliance for him.
I know Kevin just enjoys when you go off on these tangents. that usually within about 2 minutes of you talking about this, Kevin will be like, okay, and moving on.
And
the topic of not Reb's boyfriends.
Well, that was awesome. Thank you, Reb, and thank you, Kevin, for experimenting with the time warp. And who knows, maybe you'll incorporate it into the show someday in some shape or form. I think you guys should give it a shot.
We'll see. And maybe next time we join you here on Realm Maintenance, we can do Hysteria if we can figure out what that looks like.
Oh, man. That can get kind of crazy. No pun intended. Well, talking about time warps and the future and stuff like that, let's look ahead just a little bit possibly at the future for the Darkmoon Herald. I was wondering if you guys can talk at all about future guests you have lined up for the show. Who else do you plan to have on the show if you have it all figured out already?
We don't have too far in advance planned out. There are some old guests that we'd love to get on the show. We'd love to have Girls Gone WoW back on the show. Definitely get Mugiver, Medros, you yourself, Ro. You know, a lot of the people that we've had on the show previously, I'd like to get them back just because it's so much fun recording with people that you just want to do it over and over. And as I'm sure you could understand.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
we just released an episode with Elvine, which was an amazing episode to record. And that's one of the really awesome things about having Rebel Fleur as part of our crew now is she has contacts through her experience in the Warcraft community that I was never able to foster. So we're going to have a much more diverse community. Reb, did you want to talk about some of the guests that you are hoping to line up?
I'm not going to specifically name any names, but we have some really prominent members in the community who are like main developers for some really key sites that a lot of WoW users have, so I'm not going to mention his name just yet. We also have quite a few contacts that are quite into PvP. Yes. That I know this week we'll be recording with someone who is quite knowledgeable with PvP and kind of getting that side of the game, which I don't typically see myself. So that's kind of what you can anticipate upcoming the next few weeks for the Darkmoon Herald.
That's awesome. Sounds great. And of course, also looking a little bit into the future here, Kevin, I know that you're going to BlizzCon this year and you're going to be a part of World of Podcasts, right?
Very much looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm going to be on the WoW discussion panel with MacGyver, Epic Insanity, and Aludra. So very, very excited to sit down with them. And I'm hoping to get in contact with them. If they're listening to the show, watch your Twitters to get them on the Darkmoon Herald so we can have some discussions and stuff leading up to BlizzCon.
That'd be cool. I really think that's going to be one heck of an entertaining panel because that's such a diverse range of personalities.
Yes, yes. Just going over the show notes, or I guess not show notes, discussion panel notes. I think Aludra and I are already starting to butt heads on a couple topics.
And you haven't even seen what Epic's going to say yet.
Right.
All right. Well, that's all awesome. You guys, I really enjoyed spending this time talking to you, but, you know, just spending time talking about the Darkmoon Herald. It seems like, you know, even with all the time and the changes and the chaos that's happened before, things are definitely back on track, better than ever. And I hope that more people give you guys a download and a listen to. So, Kevin, where, when, and how can people find the Darkmoon Herald?
Best place to get our episodes is, of course, on iTunes or Stitcher. If you want to stream it straight from our website, that is available, darkmoonherald.com. If you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, you can email our show, podcast@darkmoonherald.com, and always follow us on Twitter, @darkmoonherald.
Yeah, definitely follow @darkmoonherald, because I know you involve listeners with the show, too, when you tweet out something with #answerusthis.
Yes. Yes. The answer is this. We have a question a week for that. We read all of our listeners' answers on the show. We're going to have the DMH7 coming up in this next week. So make sure that you follow us on that one. And we are always open to accept your wonderful stories of suckage and mistakes that you've made in WoW for our Sideshow of Suck.
Awesome. Well, once again, Reb, thank you for being on the show. It's great talking to you again, and I'm glad to see you on the Darkmoon Herald. I think you are an amazing addition to the team, and I think you're going to do great.
Thank you. Everyone has been so accepting and supportive in the community that it just feels like home now. And thank you so much for having me on your show as well, Ro. It's been a ton of fun, and time warp.
It's got you thinking.
It's got me thinking. It has.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and head out with a short clip from one of the most recent episodes of the Darkmoon Herald. Once again, Kevin, Reb, thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we move on to answers this, we have a segment that is coming back, and you might recognize the familiar voice when we find out what is happening with our shipwrecked castaway in the Shipwreck Diary.
Day 28, found by Mr. Dark. The Night Elves are gearing up for something big. If there was a bank on this island, I'd say it was for a heist. But what would they steal? The peels from the local bananas? I have a feeling that I should investigate. Day 29, found by Kelp Keeper. It seems the natives are welcoming some low-level deity into their midst. Not the one they mainly worship, but some kind of gatekeeper. Or keymaster. It's hard to tell. Normally, I would write this sort of stuff off as mere mythology. But tonight, I saw a most bizarre shadow being cast by the Night Elves' campfire. Day 30, found by Taylor. They refer to the strange creature in their midst as Tide Call. It's a tentacled murloc, that seems to have some Draymond blood in him. Or maybe he's just been out in the sun for too long. Once, at the summit of the volcano, he ingested a half-decayed fish head and began chanting a dark incantation. Or maybe he was choking. Then he started dancing and hopping about the rim of the volcano before kicking a rock and throwing himself into the fiery pit. Or perhaps he tripped. Whatever went down, the night elves are pretty worked up about it. Day 31. Found by Cougar. I'm not sure what to make of last night's ceremony. It was certainly one hell of a fish roast. But what if they were trying to raise their god from the bowels of the volcano? The beast sounds terrifying. Heaven help us if they ever succeed.
Hey, Bell, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
What are you listening to?
The meeting's done.
You're listening to our show again?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to increase its iTunes ranking.
Oh, actually, I don't think listening to the show over and over will improve its iTunes ranking.
Well, what do we do then?
I don't know. A cool segment, a couple five-star reviews, advertising on Realm Maintenance.
Oh, well, thank God.
No problem, but why such a relief?
Well, because now I can go back to listening to The Instance.
The Meeting Stone is the World of Warcraft variety show for the well-rounded geek. Each episode covers the latest news and events around Azeroth, sprinkled with an entertaining dose of pop culture from movies, comics, other video games, and more. So if you're looking for a Warcraft show with a little bit extra, come find us bi-weekly on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or follow us on Twitter at Meeting Stone Show, that's show without the W.
Thanks again to Kevin and Rev for being on the show this week. Even though you heard more than you usually do for most interviews on this show, the full interview went about 50 minutes, and I mean, I'm not really surprised by that at all. So I definitely suggest checking it out. You can go to realm-maintenance.com/interviews and find the interview right there. And amongst other things you'll hear there is a little game of the Hoarders segment that's usually heard on the Darkmoon Herald, and I decided to put Kevin and Reb against each other and see what would happen. To find out who wins, check out the full interview. Let's move on to this week's Blizzard podcast news. If you miss Apsana on the Darkmoon Herald and love the lore of Warcraft, I suggest checking out the recently posted 10th episode of Warcraft Well Read. Over the course of the summer, Apsana, Kevin, Skolnick, and Hoda read the novel War Crimes by Christy Golden, and you can hear the host's impressions on this prelude to Warlords of Draenor by listening to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or WarcraftWellRead.com. Be sure to follow at WowWellRead on Twitter to stay updated on when their next episode will be available. Bloggers and podcasters everywhere are talking about garrisons, and the godmother at Alternative Chat continued her series of garrison-focused episodes last week. While you can download this show on iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud, I do strongly recommend going to alternative-blog.net, as you'll also find a wealth of supplementary information that's sure to answer plenty of your garrison questions. Over the past week, I also stumbled upon a general gaming podcast called Contains Moderate Peril, in which the Godmother was on as a guest to discuss a number of topics, including the cancellation of Blizzard's Titan project. If that piques your interest, go to www.containsmoderateperil.com. With Heroes of the Storm down for several days in maintenance, community manager Trickslayer found some time to share his thoughts as a player on the Town Hall Heroes podcast. Illidan is put in the spotlight as the crew analyzes his strengths, his weaknesses, and of course, the hunt. Find this show on youtube.com/solidjakegg or go to townhallshow.wordpress.com. Episode 34 of The Meeting Stone takes some time to read between the lines of Titan's aftermath. What does it mean for the future of the company? What might fill its void? And why is Warcraft 3 being added to the launcher? Join the conversation at The Meeting Stone, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, or TheMeetingStone.com. The Final Boss podcast prepared for Warlords of Draenor this past Sunday with a community-focused episode that features Goldmaker Elvine, the taco-loving guild leader Brutal, and the Shaw of Happiness herself. You can find the podcast or the video on demand posted at finalboss.tv. Final Boss has been putting out plenty of other content too, including epic WoW Battles of History, the finale to which will be released on October 11th. Follow Final Boss on Twitch at twitch.tv/FinalBossTV to be informed about future livestreamed content. With all the changes coming to the game, the popular resource site Ask Mr. Robot has been working hard to remain the place to go to optimize your character in the next expansion and beyond. Zupercat from Ask Mr. Robot paid a visit to both Horde House and The Sundering to talk about the future of the game and the AMR site itself. You can find Horde House at hordehouse.com, and The Sundering is at thesundering.net. The Warcraft Trolls definitely have something to sing about thanks to the release of their 100th episode. You'll find some new parody songs on their biggest podcast yet, which clocks in at over 5 hours. 5 hours? Why do I feel like this is a challenge to make a 6-hour-long yearly maintenance episode? Anyway, Puddin and Shiny from the Kotank podcast joined Megan and Ward on this milestone episode, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, or at trollcast.com. Now, I know you might be wondering, wait a minute, Kotank podcast? Yes, there is a WoW tanking podcast out there. Puddin and Shiny are only on episode 2 of this new venture, and you can go to trollcast.com to find the feed for that show. Be sure to also follow the Kotank podcast on Twitter at KotankCast. The crew at GroupQuest sat down to talk about the PvP Season 15 ending announcement, BlizzCon, Transmog, and more in the show entitled The End of the Siege, which can be found at thegroupquest.com. Congratulations to the crew at PwnCast, which records episode 25 this week. Over the past couple of weeks, the show has gone back to its 1-hour-long format and picked up a new co-host with Lycan joining the show. Australian accents make everything better, or so they claim on episode 24, when a huge bloke from Trade Chat Down Under is welcome as a guest to talk about all the recent WoW news. Listen to PwnCast on iTunes or download it at pwncast.libsyn.com. The 50th episode of the Chaos Portal podcast is coming up, and the host would like to know how you or your tune would celebrate the 10-year anniversary of World of Warcraft. Be a part of the upcoming milestone episode by tweeting at Chaos Portal Show your answer with hashtag 10 years of WoW, or email your answer to chaosportalshow@gmail.com. And finally, last week, Olivia and Peculia livestreamed the recording of WoWhead Weekly for the first time at twitch.tv/WoWhead. The show is normally recorded on Fridays, and from what I understand, this is something they want to continue with going forward. So be sure you're following WoWhead both on Twitch and on Twitter at WoWhead to find out when they go live. Of course, you can catch the show after the fact at youtube.com/WoWhead. So the other night I was thinking, it's been a while since I found out some of your thoughts on what's happening in WoW and beyond, so I asked on Twitter, what is the first thing you're going to do when patch 6.0.2 goes live? And here's what you folks had to say. There's 2 pages of answers here, so I will try to get through this as quickly as I possibly can. Darrow21 says, see the sights and chomp at the bit, waiting impatiently for the expansion. The Sea Onion says, barbershop visit. Xandara says, download it or log in. Tim Fernandez says, resub. SC Takashi says, don't know the first, but the last might be doing the Blasted Lands event. The amount of people in World PvP will ruin my experience. I can kind of understand that. Spanky Hunter says, sort my bank and bags out for toy box, etc. Then learn how to play again while shedding tears for Hunter's Mark. Rest in pepperonis, Hunter's Mark. Chief Vulgin says, the first thing I will do is wake up. And yes, I had no troll accent there. I'm not even going to try this time. Fockbupog says, wait, when does it come out? Wonderland Reject says, toys into toy box, then probably collect gold from unused Valor and Justice. Will Siler says, the same thing we do every raid night, Pinky. Wipe to empowered whirling corruption. At GurkTV says, slash flex it myself a lot, cause the new models are amazing. Sergeant Zim says, main will quest to start my garrison. The only problem with that, Sergeant Zim, is that's when Warlords launches. 6.0 is before the Draenor content. At Ammo Heals says, disable add-ons. Shapinga says, sort my bags, bank, toy box, and then run the updated Upper Blackrock Spire. Dirty Paws says, laugh out loud at Warlocks, nerfs. I guess, Destruction's not getting nerfed too hard. Joe Brewer says, go to Blasted Lands and enjoy the chaos. On a PvP server, muhahaha. Tetsemi says, organize my action bars and my bags, bank, void storage, I don't know which order. Lita's going to explore and see what's new. Scott Bowdry is going to sort out all of his characters and put his toys in the toy box. MacGyver says, check out all our faction leaders with their new models. ZachJL69 says, probably continue to level up my 28th 90. Not much to do till WoD goes live. Kat's going to sort out action bars and add-ons. Do you see kind of a pattern here? A lot of people are going to be sorting action bars and add-ons. Mithrovel says, probably just keep playing as usual. Beeble Brock says, reset up my trade skill master glyph groups. After all that, though, go do the Desco questline in Krasarang with new models and a box of tissues. Shadow Truex says, first thing I'll do is update my add-ons, can't heal without Healbot. Aldenari says, I'll be getting a few people from my raid team to run updated Upper Blackrock Spire to learn class changes. Ward from Warcraft Troll says, open and immediately fill my second void storage tab on multiple characters. Wow. Moroni says, launch event. Nomad Durkos says, slash toy box, ZOMG, the bag space. Mammoth says, run through alts, consolidate mats, toys, and void storage. Zavira from AIE says, forge forward and take over Upper Blackrock Spire again. The Creepy One says, log in, I guess, then clean up some inventory with the toy box and spend the next few hours relearning my rotation. Jamal says, upgrade all the gear with my lesser charms, even the gear I intend to vendor. His goal is zero charms before Warlords. Considering I have 2,000 lesser charms, I don't think I can set that goal for myself. Jeroen says, battle the login server. Misunderstood says, cleaning out bags with toy box, Regent Bank tab, and void storage. Navox from CTR says, delete my interface and WTF folders. Oh, and then I'm going to change my face. Old Man Frank says, respec Arcane. And finally, SummerSal says, cry. I will no longer be able to run and cast. And I can feel your pain there, Sal, because I too am going to cry when I can no longer DPS Thok on the move. I mean, what the Thok, you know? Thank you again for your responses, and keep an eye on @RealmPodcast on Twitter, because while I don't know what the next question is going to be, I'll tell you right now that a randomly chosen response is going to get a pet from the Blizzard store. Look for that in a couple of weeks. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and gather a few final Shanze ritual stones on the Isle of Thunder. I'm one achievement away from getting the Stormbreaker title, and that's basically what I'm doing before 6.0 goes live. If you're hearing this on Tuesday or Wednesday, you still have time to order a Realm Maintenance t-shirt. A very limited number of these shirts are being made this year, so go to realm-maintenance.com and click on the shirts on the right side of the page to place your order while you still can. The sale ends at 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, and the shirts will be shipped out to you by the end of the month. Unless you're going to BlizzCon, then I'll just give them to you there. Realm-maintenance.com is also your place to find a directory of podcasts for Blizzard games and the weekly podcast roundup. The roundup is posted every Sunday, so subscribe to the RSS feed there if you'd like to get that in your mailbox. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, or even other Blizzard games in those podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter @RealmPodcast or follow myself @Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, I'm going to step completely out of my element and talk PvP podcasting with Yubi and HB from the BISNation.net podcast network. Let's just hope I don't get stunlocked while interviewing them. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions, copyright 2014. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Kevin and Reb for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the Blizzard podcast community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening.